the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Our faith has been tried to a point where now we are free in our mind. Amen. Much freer than you were 5-6 weeks ago to trust God. I believe some stuff has been burned out. Some things have been readjusted. You've been sorted out. And now you're free to trust God. But he said, if I have told you earthly things and you didn't believe, how can I tell you heavenly things? If I've told you natural things and you didn't get it, how can I tell you of things that have no natural parallel? Things that seem impossible. Things that haven't entered your mind. Amen? From this point forward, Jesus wants us to understand spiritual realities that have no natural picture. Let me say it again. From this point forward, Jesus wants you to understand some spiritual realities about yourself that have no natural picture. It's not pictured in your past. It's not pictured by comparing yourself to someone else. It has no natural parallel. Let me give you an example. We like to talk about harvest. Seed time and harvest, right? Anybody else? Seed time and harvest. How do we do? With seed time and harvest, first we plow the field, then we sow where the temperature rises. The last area of government God had to bring under his reign in Joseph's life was the area of his ambitions. His ego and his self-centeredness. Thank you, Brother Cunningham. Let me say it again. The last area of government that God, through the time that the Word tried Joseph, his integrity as far as sexuality was intact. Wouldn't yield to Potiphar's wife. In the prison, intact. Wouldn't let any prisoners out. He was honest. Working for Potiphar, wouldn't take a penny to his name. Integrity all across the board. But the last thing God had to deal with Joseph was he had to rein in Joseph's ambitions. He told the butcher and the baker, or the butler, I believe it was in the baker, please, when you leave here, tell Pharaoh. In other words, he was trying to justify himself. His own ambition, his own ego. No, I'm not guilty. He was trying to defend himself, his self-righteousness. God allowed him to remain 2 more years. That was the last area that the thermosphere had to burn out the dross. And see, because we're grown and because we have experience in that, it can be a tall task. Especially when we know a lot. And we have a lot. And we've been a lot of places. That's why you allow in every sphere, in every station of life, let God deal with you. Don't let dross remain there. Let God break you down. Lord, if you want to take it all, take it all. Amen. Lord, I'm not holding, I'm not hiding anything. Let me be transparent with you. Lord, take it all, whatever you want. If it ain't you, Lord, I don't want it. See, sometimes we get attached to things that ain't God, but we want it so much. We get it, and then we want God to bless it. I know, Lord, you didn't, you know, but Lord, I pray you bless it anyway. And now you're stuck with an Ishmael. That's troubling you. That's giving the devil place to come all the time. And you're wondering, why, Lord, why? Your fault. They do always, this is Israel, they do always error in their heart. Where? In time of provocation. Whenever it looked like they weren't going to have food. Whenever it looked like they weren't going to get water. Playing the blame game. Mad at God. Why you bring us out here anyway? When all that was for was to prove them. Two of them never complained. Joshua and Caleb never complained. They understood they were of a different spirit, on a different frequency. That's why they made it out. That's why they received their inheritance. While all the other nations, all those mighty men, none of them. That's why we know the majority is not usually right. Does that make sense to you? Observe these things. That's why we have the gift of repentance. That means to have a change of mind. To be willing to admit that you're wrong, that you've fallen short. Not just try to brush it under the rug. Because nobody knows. No, it's not about people. It's about you and the Lord. That relationship. And whether you error in your heart, because when you error in your heart, you block knowing his way. You won't know the way. But when you yield in that time of provocation, you yield to God. I guarantee you that revelation, rhema, will come to you. God will show you the way. There will always be a provision. The burden, the temptation will not be such, but such as is common to man, and God will make a way of escape. When they first came out of Egypt, right away that slave spirit started rising up in them. What, have you brought us out here because there weren't enough graves? We need water. We're thirsty. There's no water out here. God led them to a place called Mirah. Bitter water. On purpose. Bitter water. God led them there to test them. And as soon as the test came, so came the murmuring. God said, Moses, see that tree? The people are complaining, murmuring, talking of stoning you already. Take the tree, cut it down, and toss it in the water. Now, what sense does that make? Except that God had prepared that. I love to tell that story because Mirah was the first place that God led him into the wilderness, into the desert. But it had to have been years before that somewhere God allowed a seedling to blow out into the desert and take root right where he would bring his people to and grow up to be whatever size bush or tree that it was. so that Moses, when he was there, could cut it down and toss it into the water and make the water sweet. God had already provided for them, but in the time of provocation, they ceased to know his way. Listen, they murmured, and even when Moses wrought the miracle, they still couldn't see it. Because next time around, you figure, okay, if God did that, he'll do this. If God did that for us, he'll do this. But in the time of provocation, they failed to learn his ways. That's why in that time, there's got to be a yielding. In order to see, in order to know his way. They never learned his way. When the ground opened up and swallowed Dathan and Korah and 250 of the leaders, after the people got over the initial shock, they went to Moses and said, "Why have you killed them?" You'd think they would have gotten a clue by now who was in control. But see, when in the time of provocation, they always erred in their heart. Their heart and their mind was blinded. How many blind saints are there walking around? God's mercy is with you in grace, but we're talking about entering into Goshen. We're talking about entering into the promised land. We're talking about going into the exosphere. When you catch yourself complaining, repent. Ask God to rid you of that language that is not pure, to put that hot coal on your tongue. Amen. Give you tongues of fire to cleanse your mouth. You know, thoughts may bombard your mind, but you're not speaking them out. You know, this too shall pass. I have authority to cast down that imagination. This is not the way that it is. Amen. Instead of just blurting out, well, it's the fact. Psalm 119:65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Stay there a minute. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Remember, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn. He also said in one of the Psalms, I think Psalm 42:10, be still and know. There's something to be revealed to us, revealed to you in the midst of the affliction, in the midst of the fire, that could not be revealed to you or would not be revealed to you otherwise. It's not revealed to you in time of your great increase. It's not revealed to you in time of your great joy. It's only revealed there. It is good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.